It's really very special that the first time we're having such a program, we're having such a get-together, such a remarkable statement. It's a remarkable statement, first and foremost. Like Rabbeinu said, just of how true it is, how deeply our souls are yearning to express our etzem kesher, our constant connection with Ribbono Shel Olam. How pashut it is, how simple it is, and just how often, because of how busy we are and how distracted we may be with the best of things, we don't make this time, we don't make this space. So I wanted again just say thank you to Rabbeinu for tonight, and thank you to everyone. It's really very special. I'm the new guy here. And in the couple of weeks, and in the few opportunities I've had to kind of get to know some of the different participants and some of the different advisors and staff members, staff con, the advisor get together we had, the coordinators dinner we had, today at Jump, in the New York office, it's just very impressive, it's really very special. And it's a big schus. And I don't take this this opportunity lightly. And I thank Hashem that we have the privilege to be able to do this together. L'chvodcha. When Reb Moshe Feller was a young man, when he was a bacher, learning in Torah V'das in 1955, here's another plug in the yeshiva that was founded by. You have to read the book to find out and join the book club to be able to get it. When Reb Moshe Feller was a young man, a bacher, in 1955, he was searching, he was looking, he was yearning. Nafshi Sarag, he was looking. He wanted something a little bit more, a little bit different. And he had started to come to 770. He was coming to Fabringens, you know, so to speak, looking for what else is out there. Something a little bit different, a little bit deeper maybe. And one of the first Fabringens that he went to, if not the first time, was right at the end of an initiative that Merkos and Chabad had gone out on Shlichus. The Rebbe sent out Bachrim to the communities all around the states. And the guys came back. And it was like the first time that they were together. And the Rebbe was addressing them. And there was a little bit of a sense of disappointment. I mean, these young people went out. Say your age, went out there in the world with their sessions prepared and their material locked and loaded, ready to inspire, ready to engage, get Trevor to sign up for TJJ or come to the Latte Learning or whatever the equivalent in 1955 was. But it's the same idea. And after however much time they spent out there in the field, it just whatever, you know. They didn't see the results that they were hoping for. They didn't ibbikar in the veld and turn over the whole world. They didn't find that there was this incredible light and awesome response. So just, you know, a lot of effort and just somewhat disappointed. And the Rebbe addressed that in the Fabringen. He said, "You're missing the point. A couple of young yeshiva students, a couple of guys, a couple of girls carrying themselves as B'nai Torah, as B'nos Yisrael, Shluchim or Shluchos, come to some community, I don't know the names of all the regions yet, forgive me, but you know, some community, even here in our own backyard, and they think that it's, you know, it was a wash, it didn't go, it didn't hit, it wasn't successful. And as they're about to get back in the car on the bus to come home after that long weekend or that long stretch, as they're about to leave, from a window a couple of stories up across the street, there's a little girl who looks out the window and sees a couple of frum looking people. Girls dressed modestly, carrying themselves with dignity, with class. Young men looking like Jews, carrying themselves covered with dignity. And she turns to her grandfather and says, Pop, Grandpa, what are those? Who are those people? What do they look like? What are they? Look, these funny-looking Severdan, these funny-looking guys. The grandfather gets up from his chair and looks out the window, and for a moment, sees these yeshiva students, and remembers what it was like back in Europe, so long ago, before the war. He remembers the Yiddishkeit of his youth. This person who's far away from observance sees these young people, these Torahdik young people, and for a moment has a warm feeling, a good memory, a moment of connection. The Rebbe said, that's why you were in that place. Rebbe Moshe Feller, when he heard that, that is worth the trip and the effort and the resources and the time that went into that moment, later said, after he brought Rebbe's message to the Midwest together with Benny's family in Minnesota and throughout the Midwest, as a shaliach that literally, together with the Friedmans, changed the lives of thousands of Jews, said it was that moment, it was that big picture thinking, it was that, call it mochen the godless, call it an expansive way of seeing things, that really made such an impact. Big people see the big picture. When a Jew is living with the Ora Tzadikim, when we're living with the light of the Tzadikim as wind in our sails, it's not an algorithm, it's not a spreadsheet. Not numbers. Every Jew matters. And a moment that a Jew feels something in infinite terms can never be measured. When we daven, before we begin our Amida, we say, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach. Hashem, open up my mouth, my lips and my mouth, so I can extol your praises. Fi Yagid Hilasach. Sfasai doesn't just mean my lips, my mouth. When someone goes to Sfas Hayam, to the Sfat Hayam, to the shoreline, it implies that that's the boundary, that's the limit, the edge. Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, open me up. Let me be big. Let me see the world in a big way. Let me imagine my greatest self. Let me see the big picture. Shem is Ein Od Milvado, Memale Kol Almin, Mesaviv Kol Almin, Mekomo Shel Olam. That everything is you. That every place, everything, every person, every moment is just another Shtik Ebrish. There is another connection with a little bit of God, and another manifestation of God, another expression. Hashem, Tzvasai Tiftach, open me up to see the big picture. Everyone here in this room, every one of us, has chosen in one way or another to accept the shlichus. We've said hineni, like Rebbeinu said before. We've said hineni. And are stepping up to the plate, not just on behalf of, but with Hashem, v'saken olam, to reveal that this is really a world of light, of godliness. Not to bring light, but it's to reveal that everything really beneath the surface is alive, is sparkling, it's shining with divine reality and vitality. To be big people, to see the big picture, to go with the Or HaTzadik. We have to be machshav little things, moments, individuals. Steinsalz, Shnei Brachos Shleima. and said that he's Time Magazine called him a once in a millennium scholar, the visiting professor in Princeton, and all that. On a chitzoni level, that's what the world is excited about. He wrote a parish on Shas. He was the light underneath Art Scroll to get them going on their project. His Sfarim on Tanya, Kabbalah. And the first time I really began to meet Hashem was the 13-petaled rose. I mean, Rav Steinsaltz changed the world. One of the great teachers of our generation. He once had an opportunity to lecture at a university. I believe it was University of Chicago. Center of philosophy, a place where there are a lot of thinkers. But it was a time before cell phones, and it was a time where communication was very different, and he just didn't get the message that there was a blizzard or whatever, that the lecture was canceled. And his driver brought him there, and he showed up after a long schlep. And he got to the auditorium, and there was lights out, no one home. A little sign that said lecture canceled. But there was a woman there, someone there, a young woman, a student, who also didn't get the message. And he talked to her. She said, "No, don't bother." He said, "No, it's my pleasure. I'm here. You're here." And they had a conversation. The driver asked her, "Scientist, was like, you didn't have to, like, you were courteous, you were nice, you were generous with your time, but you sit there for an hour and give over your whole thing, your whole mahalach." Steinsaltz said, "I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu had one mother, and we never know." So what Avraham Avinu says, "Hanefesh, asher asa b'charan, tein li hanefesh, varuchush kachlach." Just give me one. The implication is that there was a group of people and they were united, but tein li hanefesh, just give me one. If we want to change the world like Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, we have to be machshav one. When Rav Gamliel Rabinovich came to Reishit years ago, like hustling, getting guys, it was poorly planned, we didn't know if he was coming, last second, he was doing Tikkun Shovim down the block, we grabbed him to come, and I'm like, I don't know if the Tikkun Shovim is necessarily, to talk about, but okay. And Rav Gamliel was really one of the great tzaddikim of the generation. I schmoozed him a little bit in the class before, I was trying to explain to one of the guys, and he was like, whatever, I don't care, I'm happy to talk to anybody, Yid is a Yid. I'm like trying to like manage expectations, and he's looking at me like, no, we see the world differently. And it took a little while to like fill the room, and the guys were coming in as he was speaking, whatever, and I was translating. And I was like, I guess, apologetic. And he just like basically put his hand on my shoulder, which was a nice way of saying, shut up. No, you're old. You're out of your element. And he said, you might think that there's 20, 30, 50 people in this room. Maybe there's in this room a couple hundred people. I don't know, 200 people, 250 people, mashallah. Which in PR terms is like we're close to 1,000 people. You see in the newsletter, it'll be thousands, almost thousands of people are there. He said, there's not 200 people. He said, in the world of souls, when we're looking at the world in a pneumistic way, in an inside way, I'm talking to everyone here, and it's not just us who are here, but we're here with the entire force of Jewish history. We're here with wind in our sails of all the generations of Klal Yisrael. And we're here with Amir Tzashem, our progeny, our descendants. We're here connecting ourselves when we're working in Nishmas Yisrael, when we're working to give Torah, to share mitzvahs, to engage Jews and provide for their physical needs and to take care of another Jew. We're connecting to the world of the soul, like what Benny explained so beautifully. And when we're connecting to the world of the soul, it's something which is infinite. We're connecting to the divine spark. We're connecting to them, to their children, and their children's children. And to our parents, and our grandparents, and our great-grandparents. And to every single Yid. In Yerushalayim, in Pittsburgh. And in every region that you're going to be working in. It's all one force. It's all one movement. A nefesh asher asa b'charam. Tinliya nefesh. When we're working inside out, and we're seeing this world through the light of the tzaddikim, and our goal, the goal is soul. That's the goal. The goal is soul. To be megala, to reveal nishmas Yisrael. Then we're entering the world of the infinite, and we never know. You might think that the goal is to get more kids to go on TJJ, to come to JSU or to Latte and Learning, or to come to this program and that Shabbaton and this conference and the Archei Kala. And yes, that's part of the plan for sure. And that the boys should put on tefillin, and that there should be more Kapitel of Tehillim that are being said, and to give out books. They give the Rav Aryeh Kaplan books, and If You Were God, and this one, and that one, and whatever it may be. And that's true, that's also true. More than anything else, the goal is soul. And in the realm of neshamas, what do we know? We don't know. That little girl in the third story looking down that calls her Zadie over, and he has a good feeling, a warm feeling for a moment. I hear her tshuva, ritzonos. After the levaya of Reb Zelek Epstein, zatzal, there's a gadol who walked among us in Shara HaTorah, Grodno, here in the city, in Queens. Reb Zelek Epstein was kulo Torah. He's constantly in the sugya. You pick him up mid-sentence, he was talking and learning. Person with a real derech halimud, incredible Torah personality. After his levaya, his son, during the shiva, his son Reb Kalman remarked, my father, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, his father used to say, you know, in the Olam HaEmes, it's hard to know what our tefillahs are, it's hard to know what tefillahs were covered with kavana, which were with pinyas, which this intention, that intention, I don't know, it's hard to know what hit. It's hard to know in Torah, like, what did I really understand? You know, like, what did I really get in learning? It's hard to know, it's hard to measure impact, let's say, let's use an NCSY term. It's hard to measure impact, necessarily, and inspiration. It's hard to quantify. Reb Zelek said, you know, it's one thing I know for sure, it's something that my father used to say. I might not know that if they understood my shir, or if I really understand the sugya emes lamito. And I don't know necessarily if the tefillah was b'kavanah, if it was poel on the ol and the emes, what I was hoping it would be. But when you meet another Jew and you smile at them, that smile lasts forever. When you meet someone who's a little bit down and you give them a good word or a pat on the back, you're there for another person, you provide for someone else's needs, you hold the door for somebody and wish them well, you just give somebody a drink, or a little bit of a pick-me-up, you send them a text message, a little unicorn emoji or mashu, something to open it up a little bit, a little kissy face, something. Obviously, you know, it's right place and time. But there's never a wrong time for the unicorn emoji. Just a little something to believe in that, to have a big picture of what we're doing in the world, to give a Jew a warm feeling in their heart. That's what we're here for. And if we have an expanded sense of what our purpose is, b'frat u'b'chlal, particularly, this is something that I think that now that we're all working together, formally in NCSY, we're all working together, well, half of us will work together formally, it has, but informally, we're all working together to make this world a better place. Formally, I want desperately, and I'm davening every day now, that we be able to create a community that puts this at the center of our philosophy, the center of our lives, and make this the core of our shluchos, to bring more smiles and goodness and positivity to the world, to have an expanded sense of our shluchos, and emir tzashem to be mar b'kvod shamayim, and keep the main thing, because the goal is soul, and when we tap into the world of souls, it's mamash infinite. Mm-hmm.